The banks have made a big deal out of the fact that they're giving loan deferrals and put ads in the papers and so on. We understand that the banks represent shareholders, some of who are not local shareholders. We recognize that the bank has to show a return on its investment. We recognize that the banks have to provide dividends to the people that are their shareholders. We recognize all of that. But the bank also has to be a member of the society and a member of the fraternity in which we all have to exist post-COVID. And I think that this is an important opportunity, an important juncture in our history. Recognize that we are at a point in history that is going to be remembered for 100 years from now. This is going to be written in the history books, this period of this pandemic, and what it did to us and how we reacted. The banks are at this moment with us, and they have this opportunity to rewrite our attitude towards them and our relationship with them. They have the opportunity now to change, perhaps, the way that they have collaborated among each other in the banking association to come up with this plan for deferral without coming up with a plan for forgiveness. And I am not saying that it's an easy thing to do, because who do you forgive your loan payments to? Do you give everybody a forgiveness, and what percentage is it? But I'm just saying they have an opportunity now. The banking community has an opportunity now to reach out and to extend its hand in a responsible way to assist those who are struggling with their finance costs. There are many people whose interest alone, forget repayment of principal, the interest on the loan is eating out their net worth and their value, and forcing them to dig into their personal family savings to pay off their debts and so on and so forth. And it is a good chance for the banks to assist